Hello everyone, this is Asclepius, with another great story from Algarian de Carli. It is entitled, The Destruction of Carli. Background music is by Smart Sound. In the year following the cataclysm, on Sunundi, the first of Janus, the month of Daedalus, the chilling season of Wintru, in the waking dawn, a location was destroyed. Pale-robed sorcerers, both venerable and youthful, joined anxious hands, alternating old, then young, adept, then novice, in a circle of 30 that surrounded a deep blue, pulsating lunar rift. The entirety of the Order of the White Cabal stood stalwart in solemn meditation, focused desperately upon the final hope for the city of Carli. A spell of immense proportions was called upon. With each word of magic uttered, the weave of the enchantment grew. With every misspoken syllable, the magical energies trembled as if to burst. But few mistakes were made, for the Order of the White Cabal were learned in the arts of magic. Every breath of their lives was exhausted in devotion to such studies, and their destiny was now full at hand. When one singer of spells misspoke, the neighboring mage would repeat the words in proper enunciation, repairing the ethereal threads nearly lost or wrongly woven. But sometimes, even the most perfectly spoken syllable caused falter. As the moons broke apart, words of magic broke with them. Once powerful incantations seemingly became fruitless whispers of nothingness. As each focused minute passed, the rift grew brighter, yet more turbulent. But as each mage spoke their turn, and as the turns passed from old to young, young to old, there was one whose time was quickly approaching, who dared to stare into the sky upon their impending doom. This day had been foreseen. Magic of immense power would be summoned by the Order. They would draw upon the fickle energies of a lunar rift at the outskirts of Carli. They would harness this power to extend a protective shield over the city, safeguarding all within, saving the citizens, the grand repository, and the caverns of the Cabal far beneath their feet. The vision from the Overseer gave them only days to prepare. The entirety of the Cabal were put to task, learning the enchantments which would be recited upon this fateful day. Even the youngest of neophytes were given many lines to rehearse and commit to memory. As his neighbour's enchantments were recited, the turn passed to Carla Cherie de Carli, a young but promising member of the White Cabal. But Carla Cherie did not speak. The young mage still stared upon the despair in the darkening sky above. The dooming silence caused the magical energies to buckle and sway. Crackles of lightning flickered throughout the circle of mages, the circle of stones. An odd calm took hold in the eyes of Carla Cherie de Carli, grandson to Marquis Algarian de Carli. The decrepit Algarian squeezed his grandson's hand in hurried alarm with the quivering voice of an old man. Carla, your words, recite them now. Carla tore his eyes away from the rain of shards and cast a baleful and resentful glare upon the unsuspecting, then yanked his hands from the circle. To the dread and surprise of all, a sinister sneer formed upon the young man's lips.
I shall do no such thing.
Carla Cherie strode defiantly into the darkness of the surrounding woods.
May Larminius take you all,
he cursed from the shadow in a disdainful voice. drenching rain and bruising hail pelted down upon their soaked velvet robes and frigid skin. Scholarly men, accustomed to dusty libraries and solitary study, were assaulted by the cataclysmic winds. Flustered and desperate, Elgarion grasped outward to the other empty hand, to the most elder of his order, Galdarine the White. But before they could complete the circle, the spell collapsed, and the rift began to swirl in an immense burst of blue energy. Many of the mages turned to Elgarion with panic or blame in their eyes. Tendrils of furious lightning blasted outwards in all directions from the torrent of the portal. Each mage struck was sucked into the vortex. More streaks flashed outward, each finding something to tear away from this plane. Stones from the circle vanished in a bending of space, pulled into the void. Mages once numbering 30, now only half as many remained. Some ran from the circle of stones, but the flashes of light plucked them away, pulling them into the ever-darkening portal. Once vibrant blue, now the rift took on a blackness which was nauseating to behold. Elgarion was captivated by the horror, betrayed by his offspring's son. The end of the world was apparent as the shattered moons rained down a terrible fury. Could the Avatars save them from this calamity? Were they the cause? Kali's plan for survival was lost. Even before the first shard struck the lands of Kali, the torn rift, now opened into an unknown darkness, was pulling in more and more, starving for all which the surrounding lands could provide. Stones, trees, buildings, spires, men, women, and children. The tendrils showed no mercy as they stripped away all which surrounded the tear in space, save Elgarion, who still stood awestruck. As the rift's turbulence lessened, the crackling energies waned. A moment passed in which only the sound of the storm could be heard. Eerie wind danced about Elgarion's rain-drenched robes as he looked upon the devastation and the diminished opening, now nearly shut. A moment of acceptance and clarity came to the old sorcerer. What had transpired finally took toll upon him, and Elgarion became overwhelmed with emotion. The white mage cried in desperation, tears of agony mixing with the rain upon his wrinkled cheek. Just as Elgarion raised his eyes to meet the shardfall, a final accusing finger of lightning struck him, pulling him into the void and tearing him from this reality. The portal slammed shut just as the shards made landfall, laying waste to all that remained of the once vibrant city of Kali. In unfathomable time, hours, perhaps years, minutes, or millennia, the peoples of Kali roamed the void in sickening despair. Perception of time or space no longer possible to them. Darkness consumed all. By touch alone could they move about, all sounds muffled, distorted, or deafening. The ground beneath their feet shifting with mocking and confusing intent. But all was not lost. For deep within the dark, a solitary glow emitted from a beautiful form. Hope had survived. A beacon that would not be discovered for centuries to come. For the sapling, which grew from the blessed essence of the white acolyte of Artenius, was now a mighty tree, many millennia old. For so long, the Devout One had protected the citizens of Kali under its umbrella of radiance and warmth. Now, it stood waiting within the void. waiting for an old man in his aimless wandering through the maddening blackness to step into its light. Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.